137. Talk to Mr. Kinney's Bible class. 3rd December 1912. 780 West End Avenue, New York. Notes by Edna McKinney. I have been informed that the purpose of your class meeting is to study the significances and mysteries of the Holy Scriptures and understand the meaning of the Divine Testaments. It is a cause of great happiness to me that you are turning unto the kingdom of God, that you desire to approach the presence of God and to become informed of the realities and precepts of God. It is my hope that you may put forth your most earnest endeavor to accomplish this end, that you may investigate and study the Holy Scriptures word by word, so that you may attain knowledge of the mysteries hidden therein. Be not satisfied with words, but seek to understand the spiritual meanings hidden in the heart of the words. The Jews read the Old Testament night and day, memorizing its words and texts, yet without comprehending a single meaning or inner significance. For had they understood the real meanings of the Old Testament, they would have become believers in Christ, inasmuch as the Old Testament was revealed to prepare his coming. As the Jewish doctors and rabbis did not believe in Christ, it is evident that they were ignorant of the real significance of the Old Testament. It is difficult to comprehend even the words of a philosopher. How much more difficult it is to understand the words of God. The divine words are not to be taken according to their outer sense. They are symbolical and contain realities of spiritual meaning. For instance, in the Book of Solomon's Songs, you will read about the bride and bridegroom. It is evident that the physical bride and bridegroom are not intended. Obviously, these are symbols conveying a hidden and inner significance. In the same way, the revelations of St. John are not to be taken literally, but spiritually. These are the mysteries of God. It is not the reading of the words that profits you. It is the understanding of their meanings. Therefore, pray God that you may be enabled to comprehend the mysteries of the divine testaments. Consider the symbolical meanings of the words and teachings of Christ. He said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever." When the Jews heard this, they took it literally and failed to understand the significance of his meaning and teaching. The spiritual truth which Christ wished to convey to them was that the reality of divinity within him was like a blessing which had come down from heaven, and that he who partook of this blessing should never die. That is to say, bread was the symbol of the perfections which had descended upon him from God, and he who ate of this bread or endowed himself with the perfections of Christ would undoubtedly attain to everlasting life. The Jews did not understand him, and taking the words literally said, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Had they understood the real meaning of the Holy Book, they would have become believers in Christ. All the texts and teachings of the Holy Testaments have intrinsic spiritual meanings. They are not to be taken literally. I therefore pray in your behalf that you may be given the power of understanding these inner real meanings of the Holy Scriptures and may become informed of the mysteries deposited in the words of the Bible, so that you may attain eternal life and that your hearts may be attracted to the kingdom of God. May your souls be illumined by the light of the words of God, and may you become repositories of the mysteries of God. For no comfort is greater and no happiness is sweeter than spiritual comprehension of the divine teachings. If a man understands the real meaning of a poet's verses, such as those of Shakespeare, he is pleased and rejoiced. How much greater his joy and pleasure when he perceives the reality of the Holy Scriptures and becomes informed of the mysteries of the kingdom. I pray that the divine blessings may descend upon you day by day, that your hearts may be opened to perceive the inner significances of the Word of God. There is no fruit in knowing the mere letters of the book. Most of the Jews had memorized the texts of the Old Testament and repeated them night and day, but inasmuch as they were ignorant of the meanings, they were deprived of the bounties of Christ. I pray that you may be quickened by the breaths of the Holy Spirit and illumined by the rays of the Sun of Truth. May you be favored with heavenly blessings in the threshold of God and attain to eternal life. This is my prayer. May God bless and enlighten you.